And have you noticed that airlines, taxis, and shipping companies are still charging fees for fuel? What's the deal with that? Oil prices have been falling for months now. Patrick DeHaan is a senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com. And Patrick, let's talk about the airlines. In some cases, if you're flying internationally, the fuel surcharge can be several hundred dollars, up to half the cost of the ticket.
Well, certainly with the price of jet fuel several years ago hovering around $3 a gallon when those fuel surcharges were instituted, certainly very necessary for the airline industry to try and recoup some of the high cost of fuel. But now that the price of fuel is under a dollar a gallon, airlines haven't really passed along much of the savings. In fact, the bottom lines when earnings were reported from airlines, they were doing quite well with those higher fares.
Well, I was thinking maybe this had something to do with the fact that there have been so many mergers in the airline industry and that competition may actually be a little bit weaker, that the airlines don't have to respond to customers' complaints about this because the planes are full.
Well, that's certainly one thing as well. Competition, with a lack of competition, as you point out, not as much incentive for airlines to give up what they have been reaping. And that is probably one of the reasons why airline fares have not gone down as much, because demand is still very healthy for airlines, and they haven't had to, been forced to, give up those extra dollars.
So the answer to the question, why do we put up with it, is possibly we don't really have any choice.
Well, not only that, but unlike some other businesses, airlines don't generally have a separate line item for you to visibly see what you're paying in a fuel surcharge. It is wrapped into the fare, making it a little bit more difficult for the average flyer to realize that they're being charged for the high price of fuel from several years ago.
All right, well, let's talk about taxis. I've read that in that industry, some cities are actually lowering the surcharge for taxis. Is that an industry that's more responsive than the airlines?
That's right. It does seem like taxis have been scaling back their fuel surcharges, though generally taxis come under government regulation, and some of that may have to do with it. There are taxi authorities that monitor not only fuel surcharges, but other surcharges. In fact, just within the last few days, Las Vegas has been talking about not only scaling back a fuel surcharge, but a credit card surcharge that was $3, one of the highest in the nation. So we are seeing that various entities within the government are looking at fuel surcharges. Not all of them are rescinding those surcharges, but some of them.
Hmm. So, all right, maybe we're stuck with these fees, but overall, as you see the price of gasoline and oil dropping, have we seen consumer prices elsewhere respond?
Not in the degree that one would expect. Where we have seen fuel surcharges vaporize is on a local competitive level with local businesses, such as flower delivery. Even some of the big pizza delivery chains have not eliminated fuel surcharges because their competitors haven't. Not only that, but I think a lot of businesses are skeptical that the low prices would stick around, and it's a challenge for businesses to give up a fuel surcharge only to reinstitute a new fuel surcharge if oil prices eventually rebound.
Yeah, that would be bad PR too. Patrick DeHaan, a senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.